It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. While the amusement park celebrated in the 60s pop song Palisades Park no longer exists, travel contributor Elaine LaBaume, who tweets about food and travel under the Twitter handle New Girl in Town, says theme parks are alive and well. This week she takes us on a tour of some of the nation's most exciting ones. Elaine LaBaume, welcome back. How are you?
I'm good. How you doing?
Good. Okay, New Girl, you say the fascination with theme parks is endless for both kids and adults alike. Why is that?
Well, I think stating the obvious in a way, it's that you get to be a kid again. It's one of those places where you can just let your hair down, relax, have fun. Anything goes. You can suspend reality. You may not be a kid any longer, but you'll feel like one. The thrills are boundless. It's interesting how theme parks don't even tout roller coasters so much anymore. They tout their thrill rides. It's all about the biggest and best thrill. And a great time to check out these thrills and these coasters is in August. August 16th, actually, is National Roller Coaster Day. It's a Sunday, so I encourage everyone to pick out their favorite theme park or a new theme park and go be part of the fun.
Today, you've brought us new and exciting places to visit, as well as tried and true experiences that keep getting better. And first up is Kings Island, the largest theme park in the Midwest.
Yeah, and interestingly enough, as I talk to people about this place, not everyone has heard about it, but it is just east of Cincinnati in Mason, Ohio. So it's about a four-hour drive door-to-door from Pittsburgh. It is both an amusement and a water park, quite large. Their new rides this year are in their very kid zone, which is for smaller kids. They call it Planet Snoopy. They've got a couple new attractions there, and certainly encourage everybody to check their website for special events. They come up with lots of cool things. They're actually doing some fun stuff on National Roller Coaster Day, but a couple of fun roller coaster / thrill rides that they have. One's called the Banshee, and that is the largest inverted roller coaster in the world, which I'm sure my son would check out, probably not me, but the Beast is the one that I would go for. That's the longest wooden roller coaster in the world, and I'm still a huge fan of wooden roller coasters, but they've got the classics there, the carousel, the log flume. Their water park, Soak City, has 50 activities, 650,000 gallon wave pool, so you will not be short of things to do at Kings Island, and definitely pack the swimsuit and the beach towel.
You say Hershey Park in Hershey, Pennsylvania, is a smaller amusement park that stands up to the big boys. So how is that possible?
Well, you know, they keep opening up bigger and better roller coasters at Hershey Park, which I have been there a couple of times, and it feels cozy, but there's actually a lot there, and some of those coasters are absolutely huge. The new one this year is called the Laugh Track. It is the first indoor spinning glow coaster in the U.S. Now, you've probably already caught on in the theme park business. I can see that bigger is definitely better, and everybody wants to be first, biggest, largest. But this one is something of a fun house on steroids, I would have to describe it. It's, you know, it's got the mirrors and all kinds of things going on indoors, glows in the dark. It should be a lot of fun. They've got, you know, roller coasters with names like Sidewinder and, you know, Sky Rush, Storm Runner. It's definitely about the bigger and better thrills. But still, Hershey keeps it accessible on their boardwalk. That has something of an old-timey feel. They've got the water park with the tube rides and, you know, the Wave Runner and all of those things. They still have a Ferris wheel. They have a Music Express ride, which is always one of my favorite type rides. And if your energy starts flagging in the middle of the afternoon, you know they've got the best chocolate, so you're good to go.
You can smell it wherever you go.
Pretty much.
Close by, Cedar Point, Sandusky, Ohio, has new rides with a license to thrill, it says here.
Oh, and they do. Now, this is really one of my absolute favorite theme parks in the U.S. They bill themselves as the roller coaster capital of the world. They have trademarked that designation, so I'm guessing they're not going to be challenged on it. The new one there this summer is called Rougarou. I'm not sure where that word comes from.
Scooby-Doo?
Does it? Maybe. Could be. I was looking at that thing and where the heck did that come from? But that is their first floorless roller coaster. Now, you're going 60 miles an hour. It has a vertical drop of 137 feet and your feet are dangling.
Ruh-roh.
I am not sure I'm worthy. I might try that one. I'd have to think about it. The top thrill dragster still has to be one of the craziest rides I've ever seen. It goes straight up across. I mean, at epic speeds, 60, 80 miles an hour. It's so fast. I don't even know. It's like your hair just like kind of like stands up going back. Straight up, across, straight down. It's insane. Millennium Force, another crazy roller coaster there. But yet my favorite at Cedar Point is the Blue Streak, their classic wooden roller coaster. It's not the craziest ride they have, but I still think it's the best. And if there is a theme park that is invariably spotless, Paul, it's this one. Absolutely spotless. Every
Cedar
time
Point.
I visited Cedar Point, it is a gem. Two and a half hours maybe door to door from Pittsburgh. Great day trip.
So if you like a clean amusement park,
that's them.
Then there's going to nearly all the way across the country. You have Universal Studios Hollywood playing with the Fast and Furious franchise in its latest offering.
Yes, and you know, I've been to this theme park as well. It's a film studio and a theme park, and they're really well known for the studio tour ride, as it were. So this year, at the end of their famous studio tour, is what they're calling Fast and Furious Supercharged. It's a 3D attraction with 360-degree screens all around. So just giving you that heightened feel of the speed and, you know, the road rallies and the chases in the movies, of which I'm a big fan, by the way. So I would certainly be up for that attraction. They also recently opened one called Despicable Me Minion Mayhem. And anyone who's seen any of the Despicable Me or Minion movies knows that that's probably a hoot. That's another 3D ride. I mean, they've got rides riffing off of, you know, well-known action movies, Jurassic Park, Transformers. And if anyone is wondering, because they're very well-known in these parts for the Universal Studios Orlando Harry Potter attraction, that Wizarding World of Harry Potter is also going to open at Universal Studios Hollywood next spring. So probably newer, bigger, better Potter fun.
Last but certainly not least, plenty of folks will want to know what's new at Disney and its theme parks.
Well, I got to tell you, at Disney, I think that the big thing that folks are anticipating is also going to open early next year, and that is the Frozen attraction at Disney Epcot. And you can bet that young girls and anyone who's ever sung karaoke is going to want to visit that one. Of course, Elsa, the Ice Palace, singing Let It Go. That is very much anticipated if you're a fan of the song in the movie. And goodness knows that enough people did see the movie to where you'd think they have a big following. Something else that's actually not in a Disney park, but right in Orlando in that whole sort of theme park zone, is called the iDrive 360. And effectively, it is an Orlando Eye that riffs off of the London Eye, the mega, mega Ferris wheel. So they now have one smack in the middle of the state of Florida. I have absolutely no idea how far away you can see the Orlando Eye, but it's probably a long, long way. So if you're not going to get to London for a super gigantic Ferris wheel, you can now do it in Orlando.
It's a lot warmer there, probably.
I would say so.
Elaine LaBombe tweets about food and travel under the Twitter handle New Girl in Town. She's our travel contributor. Elaine, as always, great thanks.
Thank you.